Thanks for staying with Press TV. This week, we're coming to you from the shrine of Imamzadeh Saleh, who was the brother of the 8th Shia Imam, Imam Reza. We'll tell you how Iran's age-old civilization has embraced the history of Shia Islam with the heart-rending tragedy of Imam Hussein, the 3rd Shia Imam, at its pinnacle. Salam. Welcome to Iran. In 680 Common Era, the Prophet of Islam's grandson, Imam Hussein bin Ali, was catastrophically martyred, along with 72 of his companions in the Battle of Karbala, because they would not bow before tyranny. Now, after 1,300 years, Shia Muslims throughout the world commemorate this tragic historical event to keep Imam Hussein's legacy alive.
Muharram, a time of sorrow and respect. Respect for a great man in history that stood up against oppression 1,400 years ago, an emblem of the Shia school of thought. The Battle of Karbala is among the world's greatest tragedies, a tragedy based upon a true story. People from all walks of life gather at mosques and Husseinias in memory of Hussein ibn Ali, his family, his children, and his 72 companions.
Ashura is not just a massacre that happened 1,400 years ago. It is part of the Iranian culture, a culture that is extended across the globe.
The concept of Naz is very popular in Muharram. It is the offering of edible donations in return for needs or requests that were fulfilled. People come back each year renewing their vows to the martyrs of Karbala upon their wishes coming true. People line up not for the food itself, but for the blessings that come with it, as the ingredients were purchased, prepared, and cooked in the name of Hussein and the Ahlul Bayt. It is a public gathering that brings the community together to praise Imam Hussein and the Ahlul Bayt. The mourning of Imam Hussein's martyrdom extends across the globe. And what they endured on Tasua and Ashura. On Ashura, when Hussein's children wept in pain and grief upon losing their loved ones, Hazrat Zainab was their only warrior. The battle was over. All the men were gone, trampled upon by the hooves of Yazid's horses. But Zainab was there as the Ahlul Bayt's sole defender. Dragged from Karbala to Kufa to Sham, Hazrat Zainab delivers a sermon in the face of Yazid and questions his treachery against the family of Prophet Muhammad. This is why Shias today will never forget the sacrifice of Imam Hussein. Hussein's endurance and the lessons learned from his bravery continue to live in our hearts. The third Imam of the Shia household, Hussein and his companions, went to the battlefield and never returned. The winter cold does not stop the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt from partaking in the grieving ceremonies of Muharram.
Here we are at the Grand Bazaar of Tehran. We've been hopping from Hayat to Hayat to Husseinia to Husseinia.
Hussein was slain, his family in pain. No soldiers had remained. Women in chains, children in pain. Yes, it is to be blamed. But this is not what remains from the land of Karbala. But this is not what remains from the land of Karbala.
Hosseinias or tekkias are where people engage in rituals pertaining to Muharram. Various Hosseinias have their own unique rituals. Tens of thousands of parents gathered at Tehran's Musalla, paving the way for future generations to take a stand for what they believe in, be it love for the family of Rasul or resistance against oppression.
In the commemoration of Muharram and the Battle of Karbala, women play a role, men play a role, the youth and infants and children play a role.
How touching it is to see mothers dressing up their children as Ali Asghar, the six-month-old son of Imam Hussein, to commemorate the brutal murder of his purity and innocence. What was baby Ali Asghar's crime? Did he really deserve to die that way?
Come here to say to Imam Hussein and his child Ali Asghar that we love you.
I light this candle for you, O dear survivors of Karbala. May this light rekindle love and peace the world over. Safura Nowruzi for Iran.